Hi, this is Lisa with MiracleOfDeliverance.com. This is the post-deliverance course, and today we're going to talk about number 7, getting into the Word. Hebrews 4:12 reads from the New King James Version, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I love this scripture because the Word is able to cut out those lies, and it's able to, when your mind thinks that something's okay and it's not, it will reveal that to you. Also, if you have bad motives, the Word of God will begin to reveal that, and spending time with God will reveal that. So it's important to be in the Word to make sure that you're lining up with it. It is the plumb line in your life. And you may think certain sin is okay, certain actions are okay, but you have to get in the Word. As believers, we measure our lives by the Word. And if you don't know what the Word says, then you don't know how to line your life up. 2 Timothy 2:15 reads, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Especially if you have come out of error, you have got to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And Romans 12:2 reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Do you want to know the will of God? Then you have to know the word. And already, if you're feeling conviction, that's the word at work, because all I've done on number 7 here is read the word, and it reveals the truth. Let's do another one. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 reads, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." I know a man who had lived an immoral, sexually impure life for many, many years. He was in prison when he said that a minister came on the TV and read a scripture that talked about his lifestyle being perversion or being unacceptable to the Lord. And he said it was the first time he knew it. And he was shocked. So he went into prayer and he said, "God, is this the truth?" The word revealed it. The Lord confirmed it. And today he is walking a set free, clean man. Now, it took a bit of a process, but he is free today, I'm happy to say. When those who have gone through healing and deliverance start having issues, my first question is, are you in the Word? The Word of God is truth, and it is your sword. Do not leave home without it. Again, there's a PDF that has scripture that I recommend for the different things you may have gotten delivered and set free from. So check that out on MiracleOfDeliverance.com. Those are free downloads for you. Next, we're going to talk about on number 8, learning to recognize the truth and clinging to it.